This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of the City Wire that covers business, politics, culture, arts, entertainment, and more for the Fort Smith region. And Michael, it's going to be another scorcher throughout the listening area.
Yes, it is, and I'm kind of bummed out already. We talked before we went on the air here. I thought Tropical Storm Dawn was going to save us. You're telling me it may not.
Yeah, they think it may go a little bit too far to Texas to give us much relief.
Well, thanks for being my buzzkill today.
Sorry. News this week, not unfamiliar news, but still somewhat new, about Whirlpool and more jobs being lost there in Fort Smith.
Correct. It's like I said earlier, it seems to be, you know, a death by a thousand cuts. Whirlpool announced on Wednesday that they were going to cut about 25 salary jobs. But I had heard through sources that there will also be about 40 jobs lost because they're going to end some indoor ice maker production. You know, the ice makers that are in the doors, those are made separate and then attached to the doors. That production will end by the end of August, so that's another 40 jobs. So there are 65 jobs, which is going to take this. And then they just reduced in July, 40 jobs related to ending their counter-depth appliance production. So we're going to be below 1,000 jobs at Whirlpool, and that's a lot, and we're grateful to have them, but we have to remember back in 2006, late 2006, they employed around 4,000 and were at one point up closer to 5,000, had about 4,600 jobs. So, an incredible number of jobs lost in the last 3 or 4 years, not to mention the jobs lost from vendor companies. You know, Southern Steel and Wires moved out because they moved to Mexico, closer to Whirlpool facilities that have more production than here in Fort Smith. So, as I said earlier, just it seems like a death by a thousand cuts there at the Whirlpool plant.
Meanwhile, looking toward the future, the city of Fort Smith, Sebastian County, are planning to meet again and talk about the Ben Guerin Water Park plan.
Yes, this has been on again, off again since 2009, believe it or not. The city and Sebastian County, which owns and operates Ben Guerin Park, have talked about how they can co-manage that park. Fort Smith is prevented from investing, you know, capital funds on property it doesn't own, so there'd have to be some type of annexation of the park by the city, all of it or certain parts. But yes, the two sides. And Kyle, what a great time to talk about a water park, to get people motivated behind a water park when it's 107 degrees outside. I don't know if they're doing that on purpose or it's just how it came up. But there are plans from $3 million to $7.5 million for water parks out there. So we'll see where this goes. There are a group of us who aren't optimistic. Or maybe I should say we're concerned this will just be another round of talks that leads to nothing. So we'll see.
And these talks are scheduled for sometime next month.
Yes, sir. And, it'll be interesting. You know, Kyle, when this was first brought up in 2009, we didn't have this, controversial atmosphere in the city of Fort Smith revolving around the 1% prepared food tax. So that's going to be a much different dynamic than the last time the city and the county sat down to talk about this. So I don't know how much stomach the city directors will have for this type of thing, and especially depending on when they schedule a 1% vote and how that vote comes out.
Now that you brought that up, we should mention that we are talking during the morning hours, the special session of the board of directors to. What we think they will do is set the date for the 1% election. That's happening at noon. So as this is airing, we don't know yet what's going to come of that. But we expect that there will be an election date set today.
Yes, I would be surprised. I think I would be surprised if they don't repeal the ordinance they enacted in February and replace it with an ordinance that will go before the voters in sometime in November. As we've talked before, you know, this 1% prepared food tax is intended to help cover the cost of the convention center, Fort Smith Convention Center operations, and help better market the convention center and the city's tourism assets. But this has been such a nasty political battle, and it really didn't need to be. It's just, I think the city lost the PR battle. They didn't even, in fact, I don't even think they tried to win the PR battle. They just assumed that everyone would see that the 1% is the way to go, and it probably is. I mean, it's not anything new. Cities all over the state of Arkansas, cities all over the country do a prepared food tax. I was traveled to Florida, and every place we traveled, you could see it on the ticket. You know, nobody doesn't go out to eat because their $10 meal is going to cost them an extra penny. But anyway, we'll see how that turns out. It's I am not optimistic that it'll carry the day, because there's so much misinformation and ill will out there about it.
And finally, you and I talked Tuesday about Mike Ross announcing he would not seek another term as the 4th District Congressman. And that was within hours of that announcement becoming public. Since then, on thecitywire.com, you've had an article. You've talked to Sebastian County Democratic and Republican Party chairs. And they're just in the infancy of this, of course, but beginning to think about which candidates might come from Western Arkansas or Northwest Arkansas with the redesign that might be from here. And they're already thinking about 2012, aren't they?
Yes, sir. You know, when those crazy lines were drawn, business and political leaders here in the Fort Smith region, and Franklin, Crawford County, Logan County, you know, they kind of, and I was somewhat impressed, they, instead of, you know, kind of being down in the mouth, they said, well, you know, the lines are what they are. Let's deal with them. Let's try to make the best out of this. And the first opportunity we get, maybe we try to land a congressman from this area so we have, you know, even better representation. Well, here this opportunity is. I mean, and it's arrived quite a bit sooner than anyone thought. Maybe anyone except Mr. Ross, he may have known this was coming. But so, yes, the political leaders in the area, they're working, you know, how do we get someone. However, reading between the lines of what they're saying, I think national politics, Kyle, national politics being what they are, I suspect that some of our local county chairmen, Democrat and Republican, are probably being asked, but look, you know, we need to all find a candidate that can win, and we need to get behind them regardless of where they are. So I'm just not sure how much beating the bushes these local folks are going to do to try to find a viable local candidate.
Well, you figure some names are going to have to emerge fairly soon, because you're thinking that 2012, the primary is going to be in May, and if you're going to be raising money and trying to get name recognition, you know, I think we're going to hear, after all, it's almost August of 2011 now.
Well, you pegged it. It's money. It's about the money, and I'm not being cynical. That's just the way it is, and he or she who raises the mostest, the firstest, as they say, often discourages other folks from getting in, or at least sets the bar and begins to brand themselves and create the image. So you're right. Whoever is going to run for this, that person is going to have to get in the game soon. And there are a lot of names out there. Roby Brock has thrown some out. We've had some. Unfortunately, or fortunately, however you want to look at it, some of the viable candidates right now are not from the Fort Smith region. So if someone steps up from this area, it'll be someone whose name hasn't been suggested as a possible candidate at this time.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of the City Wire that covers politics, business, and more for the Fort Smith region. Michael, I will be gone next week. I'll be in a state where the temperatures are not climbing into the hundreds, but you'll be talking with Antoinette or Ithy next week, and then I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Well, can I go with you? We're on this low-temperature place.
Going to be in Colorado.
I promise I won't eat much or take up much space.
We'll negotiate. How's that?
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thanks.